Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
From a top secret location on a big rock called Planet Earth, this is Royal Radio 94.3 FM.
His feet the
gal. The party is ending at 2 a.m. So whatever you must do, do it now.
Tommy drop on the mic, make a chant, find a dance, I redeem me. Tommy drop on the mic, make a chant, find a dance, I
redeem me. Let's do the thing properly now, boy.
Tommy drop on the mic, make a chant, find a dance. Tommy drop on the mic, make a chant.
Tommy drop on the mic. 94.3 Royal Radio, we here, baby, let's go.
What happening is that?
Say what?
Tommy drop on the mic, make a chant, find a dance, I redeem
me. Came for the gallem.
Mix it up, realize when we check.
If you are not live, come to the live right now.
You seen a New York City, you seen a New York City, New York.
Them a call us pirates, them a call us illegal protesters. Just because we play what the people want.
YVR 98.5, pick up every single bootleg radio station in a New York, you know. Hear me, I say.
Love them.
Hear me, I say, no.
Them a call us pirates, them a call us illegal protesters. Just because we claim what the people want.
And I like one station, it gonna run
New York.
Two station,
it gonna run Brooklyn.
Three station, it gonna place a nation. Everybody
massive Manoa said, New York City, I'm sure. Them other radio station, they not big way up, you know. But we add clean, yeah?
If them broke down one, we make five.
So we know this.
Down
New York, we've got
lots of radio stations.
What do you mean?
Playing the people music night and day. Yeah, yeah. Reggae, calypso, hip hop or disco. The latest sound today is what we play. All in all, off and on.
Are you sipping Thursday? Rona YVR.
Greetings. Again. 1, 2. Spice Man passing through. Hey, I'm gonna tell it to you. Yes. Sweet reggae music. Yaga yo. We from the West Indies. We grew up with the cool, cool breeze. Oh, hear me now, hear me now. They call Barbados Bimsha. Grenada, they call it Spice Island. Trinidad, they call it TNT. St. Lucia, they call it Lucian. Jamaica, they say Jam Down. America, they say America.
So do you listen to radio from home, here?
Yeah, man.
What do you hear?
Right here in New York City, you have 1,000 Caribbean station.
Join the revolution. The radio revolution. 104.7. Boom. You are T-Team 104.7 FM.
Let's hold them and walk them.
Fire 104.7, number 1.
Paso Radio Show.
Here we go.
La emisora oficial.
Bachata, cumbia, merengue.
Porque son como yo, alegre.
Y la número 1 de los latinos del mundo.
What's your name?
Angel Lopez. I work in 1703 Foster Grocery Store. And I always listen to the radio. I think it's an alternative from the regular stuff that you get every day, even though it's illegal. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's still there.
My name is John Luke. I listen to some radio because it's a sense to know exactly where you are. And that's why I'm telling you in Flatbush when I'm listening to the radio station, I'm trying to get the music from the environment where I live, which is basically giving back to me with the Asians, the Trinidadian and the Jamaican one. So I got it.
Yo, mon bouclier, mes petites walls et mix, ma coutée radio.
Radio
Indépendance. I'm Dr. Reverend Saunders. Radio is still wonderful. Start listening to the radio, you draw your own picture. You hold it faster than, well, you just lay back. Okay, the TV will show me. See, whereas, if you do it from the radio, there's so many things you can imagine. There's so many things you can put together.
Vous écoutez la voix du peuple. Vous écoutez la voix du peuple.
These underground unlicensed or pirate stations have been around for as long as there's been radio. I came across it at a very young age. I was probably like maybe 3, 4, or 5 years old. And there was this really popular station back in the late 80s called Radio Guinea. And it was based in Brooklyn. Nobody knows where it was. There are suspicions, but all I know is from Friday night all the way to Sunday night, you would just hear a series of these stations every weekend, and it would be the place where you could listen to the latest in Haitian pop music, Haitian rap music. It was also the news. Like, my parents and their friends would all sit around the radio, and they would just be politicking in the living room, getting really loud, dancing, singing along, that sort of thing. It was just like a meeting ground, and the radio was guiding it.
Restez en contact avec l'info national, international, toutes les heures, le matin et en fin les après-midi. À Radio Lumière, l'information nationale, traitée commentée.
My name is Jean-Eddy Saint-Paul. I'm Haitian. I am working as the founding director of the CUNY White Haitian Studies Institute here at Brooklyn College. The peace sent in Haiti, why he's working on the plantation in his farm. You know, he has a transistor. At that time, we had 2 kind of transistor. One was SAM, and the other was, we say, Trident or Trident. And many peasants, they prefer to don't have money to buy tobacco to smoke, but they will have money to buy the battery, you know, to put in the transistor, because they want to listen what Voice of America, in Creole we say La Voix de l'Amérique, what Voix de l'Amérique have to say about the politics in Haiti. You know, I think many of those people, because remember, the first generation of migration in the U.S., the big migration was during the 1960s. And many of those people, the culture of transistor was part of their everyday life. So they still maintaining the culture of transistor. For them, you know, having a radio station is very important.
Moi, on a contact. Tandis que radio ceci, radio cela, radio là-bas, radio lumière, radio étoile, radio Quedec. Moi, c'est radio comédie, m'tandis. Point pas.
My name is Joseph. Everybody call me Haitian. Because I'm a pure Haitian.
One thing I am interested in.
But the thing is this, before we talk, we'd like to see your ID.
Yeah.
We want to make sure exactly who you are.
What I'm doing, I'm making a story about all the radio stations in Flatbush. And many of them actually don't have a license.
Thank you.
So, how important are these stations to you for getting the facts?
They are very, very important in our communities. Because certain news, the main media will not give it to us. And they will not care. So from those radios, this is how we get our information. The job that we're doing in this community, we know we're taking a risk, but most of the radio that you see in the community is not we're making money. We're putting money out
to help the community.
I'm a member of one of the radio. We're putting money out. We don't make money from the radio.
Oh, so you're a member of one of the stations?
Yeah.
You want to tell me which one?
Comedy.
90.5?
Yeah. It's one of the most popular ones.
What's your role with the station? Are you one of the owners?
There is no owners in comedy. It's a bunch of us, a bunch of young guys. We have to do something positive for our community and for back home also. Right now, at this moment, the Marine is in Haiti to protect the interests. And behind this,
and he's not
we don't know
either.
What's next.
And he's not in the news.
We
either.
Don't know what's next. CNN don't show you this. Yes or no?
No, he's not in the news.
BBC don't show you this. So what we do, we have people in Haiti that will call us and tell us what's going on. And will send us pictures. This is how we get our information and bring it to the people.
So this is why that even though you get taken off the air...
Because they don't want the truth to come out.
But you'll go back on.
I still have family over there. My mother's still there. So I have to know what's going on. So the other people have to know what's going on to their family.
Ti Joanne Martinez get branché wap tande projet sa. I'm Joni Martinez, aka Radio Free Joni. If you happen to have like a regular radio, like a classic antenna that you have to adjust either this way or that way, or a boombox or something, chances are, like once the sun goes down, all of a sudden everything that was like static throughout the day, you hear music, you hear voices. Sometimes it's in Russian, sometimes it's Hebrew, sometimes it's a preacher.
I want to talk about the power of God. I want to talk about the anointing. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can go through stuff, my God.
Sometimes it's Haitian, Spanish, Jamaican, West Indian, it doesn't matter. It's just like this whole new spectrum. And there's just something so cozy about that. You know, because you feel like when you're on the other end of the spectrum,
you're Panic at the Disco with High Hopes.
It's like, yeah, this is so American and this is so popular and yay. But then you go into that other side and it's like, ooh, another perspective. Oh, people are talking. What are they talking about?
When all is peace and safety, when the water's calm, everything pan the level, everything cook and curry, you only see one side of a person, one facet of them personality, and one aspect of a situation.
But it's like the radio becomes like the second world, you know, and then you hear the overmodulation, you hear the DJs, you hear...
Next level
song.
Next level song.
And I really feel like the FCC really screwed the pooch on that. No offense, but I just feel like the intent is to kind of serve the community. And because you're not, because you're relying on corporations, it's like you're missing out like this whole other spectrum. You're missing out on that. Sometimes you want to hear a voice on the radio.
If you're listening to all my Spanish people out there, buenos tardes. Como esta? Come on, praise the Lord with me. Yes, indeed. Si, señor.
漫画当中的X特遣队成员众多，目前官方尚未。 给出电影详细的介绍，外媒猜测呢？
You have any children?
Oui, j'ai quatre filles, trois chats avec deux chiens.
Yes, I have four children, three cats and two dogs.
Vous êtes une femme qui est très occupée, Mademoiselle Gonzalez.
Welcome to America. A lot of stuff is happening with immigrants.
But that's the problem. Trump doesn't want to welcome. KKK Russian Trump doesn't want to welcome people to America. And welcome to America. That's, hey, why shouldn't you be welcome? Because you're black, because you're brown, because you're gay, because you're Jamaican, because you're Trini, because you're Nigerian. Why shouldn't you be welcome to America? That's the big problem here.
Hey, I tell you the word that we cutting all them dubs. It's DQD, my producer. A hooligan. The number one producer in the land. They calling him the champion. A vagabond. Boom!
Mic check, right? Good?
All right, so I won't say the name of the station. So where are we?
Oh, East New York. We're mixing here. In this community, we mix. We cannot focus on only on Dominicans or only on Puerto Ricans because we mix. There's a lot of Mexicans, a lot of Ecuadorians, Colombians, so we're all Latin. So that's what we're trying to do, you know, something different and something like the people can listen to it. So that's why we play a little bit of everything. So they keep listening to the radio station. And then that's how we come in and we talk about the community.
Was there a specific incident in your life that made you think, I have to reach out?
Well, I see a lot of shootings, a lot of, you know, robbery. It was a mess. So I said, we got to do something. I met this guy right here, and we started talking. He worked with the community, and I said, I want to do something. This is what I can do on the radio station. So we start working together, and it's a lot of change. You can tell the difference. Before, we make a meeting, it's two or three people. Now, 20, 30, and it keep growing.
And a lot of people calls, too. There's a lot of calls. They call, and they ask for information and stuff like that for the community.
He helped me with the music, so he's a DJ too. But he don't talk too much because he know more English than Spanish. So when I need to broadcast something in English, I told him, do it. So it's a team.
I'm one of the DJs, but my part is more in conversational with the people than music. So I'm one of the guys that said how it is the stuff. Sometimes, yes, I'm a really tough guy. And that's one of my main roles in there is announcement or say the stuff how it is, because that's how the community need to listen it. We can bring it over to the community flowers when it's no flowers.
I'm telling you, this thing is so dread. Thousands of people already dead. So please stay at home and don't go nowhere. And if you're spiritual, I tell you to pray. Cause if you start coughing, I'm telling you, the undertaker waiting with his coffin too. So I tell you, please, my people, be wise. Wash your hand, wear your mask, and please sanitize. I'm begging you, please, be careful out there. And hopefully one day this virus will disappear.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. We have some very, very, very important announcement. Very, very, very critical time. Very critical. And a lot of people is taking it for a game. A lot of people is taking it for a joke. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have some of New York local and regional politicians live here on the 999 HD.
Somewhere in China, what's the butt of corona? Chinese started getting sick. Then the death toll make a peak. World leaders can pay no mind. They thought it was China's time. Most of those leaders take the thing for a joke. It's a long time I hear, joke does make big man choke. Wear your mask, wash your hands, stay at home, sanitize. COVID-19, avoid gathering. Handshakes, don't do that 6 feet apart. Walk your dog in the park, self-quarantine.
If I pay a top edge for social event, how can you put that stick who lave me regularly? A lot of Tuesday, a lot of sneeze. Couvrir bouchou avec nail with your inner elbow. Pas manger gel, pas manger nail ou bouchou avec nail. Did you do encore tout? Sous sortir ou bien la fièvre, parler l'école, parler la
salle. If we air, yes or no, they will never. FCC came to us, they shut us down too. But thanks God, we moved to another place. So like we were shut down like 4 months, we look for a basement. This is what we could afford. We're gonna get an apartment.
So were you there one of the times when people came by?
The last time they came, I was there. It was like two or four of us were there. We just sat down there talking about politics, making joke at each other. Then we had somebody's knocking at the door, and three persons came. They present themselves. They said, look, we're coming from FCC. We know there's a radio there. Then we denied it. And one of them said, guys, listen, We know the videos there, and the video is on right now. Do us a favor, turn it off. So we told him, okay, no problem. He said, look, we're not going to give you any fine. We're not going to seize anything. We just want you to shut it down and take your antenna down, which we did, because we have to respect the law. But it don't come very often, you know. When former President Obama was in power, we had a good break. But since the new president came over, everybody's running every 2 weeks now.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Esta es la estación que mueve al género latino.
They can call us pirate or official, whatever it is, but we are still a family that will be still continuing to provide that service for this community. At least the authorities coming with another solution to fixing this situation. The day that they're doing it, so maybe we will think about it again. Until today, we're not ashamed of what we're doing it, and we'll be continuing to doing it until God gives us the opportunity to do it. That's for sure.
Radio ap koute la, li rele Comedy FM, li kampe fem nan Brooklyn.
If FCC don't want us, including the Jamaican, the Trinidadian, everybody that's doing Indigo Radio, if they don't want us to do it, just make it very easy for us. Let's make a meeting with those guys. Guys, we're going to provide an air for you. A frequency, you're going to pay, for example, $500 a month. Even $1,000 a month. We'll be more than happy to do it. You know how many children we save? You know how many kids we take out from the street? Jamaican, Haitian. They're trying to form a gang. We talk to them. We bring them to the station. We change their mind. And you should see them now. Most of them, they have a diploma now. Without the radio, guess what? Most of them, they probably get locked up or dead.
Escuchando la mejor. Escuchando.
What we're bringing to the table is something 100% clear in our conscience, giving back to our community with the current events from X, Y, and Z, public safety, to the good music from back in the days where that's all we had. We didn't have nothing else. We had a plate of white rice with two scrambled eggs because we couldn't even afford to even buy a piece of chicken from the grocery store. That's how bad it was for us. And this radio station that we're providing to our local community is the only thing that we can give back to them. A little bit of love, a little bit of passion, and a little bit of the Caribbean music to make them at least feel good before they hit the tombstone and pass away, because most of these people are in their 70s and 80s. They're the ones that are listening to our radio station.
Radio Élégance, la reine de la voix antillaise à New York, son programme C'est à tiers, dédié à...
A lot of these stations, especially the Haitian stations, they have such an extensive music library that they will play songs. A song will come on the radio.
Fitner, fanatique Neumont Jean-Baptiste.
And then all of a sudden my mom is like, oh my God, your grandma used to have this record and she'd play it every Saturday. And then all of a sudden she starts swaying and then she'll start singing the thing word for word for word. Now she's transported back to being on the island with the big radio that's a piece of furniture in the living room and thinking about when her friends are over and they're having like a little house party and their people are chatting, little drinks are flowing about, you know, my grandmother milling about in like a gorgeous dress, you know, serving people. So it's kind of like that whole nostalgic era that unfortunately was probably lost because of the whole political turmoil in Haiti. So it's kind of like hearkening back to a good time, to a simpler time, a better time, a more carefree era.
J'ai 9 999 999 vols.